It's my pleasure to welcome Chris Toner in his capacity with the Iron Prior Optimist Club, because the Iron Prior Optimist Club is an important fundraiser, particularly for youth causes in the community. And maybe I'll get you to expand on that statement and the youth focus of the club, please.
Well, you certainly got it right. The Iron Prior Optimist Club, our main focus are the youth in Iron Prior and surrounding area. And we take great pride in offerings for the betterment of the youth. There's a large variety of things that we help with and that we sponsor.
Is the youth focus particular to the local club, or is it something that Optimist clubs everywhere do?
No, that's the mandate of Optimist International, is a friend of youth. So all the clubs around the world, we all have the same focus.
So how did you get involved in the club, and was the cause of youth support one of the things that attracted you to it?
My father, Ray, he was an Optimist member as long as I can remember, when we lived in the city. So I was always going out with him doing fundraising. Back then they were selling candles at the Santa Claus Parade in Ottawa in the 1970s. So I've always grown up with Optimist International and my dad being a member. So when I moved to Iron Prior, I think I joined the club when I was 23.
What are some of the things the club does to fundraise for youth?
The Winter Carnival, it's twofold. It's a fundraiser as well as an event that we provide to the community. So that's a huge fundraiser for us. Our next fundraiser, we're hosting our 10th annual whiskey tasting. That's always a fun event. Helps us make a few $1,000s to put towards the youth. Other things that we've done, ATV raffles and trip raffles, annual bucket drive, golf tournament that raises money.
One of the biggest in recent memory is the Rink of Dreams. How much were you able to raise for that, and what was the time period that that was the principal focus?
And we managed to raise approximately $50,000. We built the Optimist Wayne Lavallee Ballpark maybe 15, 20 years ago. That's another big addition to the community that we were able to spearhead.
Do you see any obstacles to fundraising?
Well, there's a lot of people looking for people's dollars.
Do you have a proudest moment?
Honestly, it's been a lot of fun being a member of the Optimist Club, and it's a great bunch of guys, and we do a lot of good things. Sometimes the nicest moments are people may not even know that we're actually doing it. We get a lot of requests from people who are struggling with their child, if they're having a tough time in their life and they need like a little help. A lot of times they come to us and we're able to help them out and get through that struggle, and nobody knows that we even do it. We're not in it for the accolades. A lot of the things that we do, nobody ever hears about. So you know what, maybe those are the proudest moments, because those are the ones that touch you the most.
Okay, I think we'll end it there, and I thank you very much for taking the time to share this with me.
Oh, well, thank you, Rick, for having me. It's great.